堂听 class.com。
Merry Christmas. The winter holiday season is the most festive time of the year in the United States. Students from elementary school through college have about 2 weeks vacation, beginning shortly before Christmas and ending soon after New Year's Day. Many families go away for the holidays, but those who stay home have fun too. There are many parties to celebrate the birth of Christ,and the arrival of the new year. In America, the spirit of Christmas arrives about a month before the holiday itself. Late in November, street lights and store windows are decorated with the traditional Christmas colors of red and green. Santa Claus, shepherd and angel scenes appear in shop windows. Winter scenes with snowmen, sleighs, skaters and skiers,decorate cards and windows. The manufacture and sale of Christmas items is big business. Stores depend on Christmas shoppers for about 1/4 of their annual sales. Smart shoppers buy their gifts far in advance, before the Christmas rush makes shopping a chore. Although Americans enjoy the commercial friendliness of Christmas, the most beautiful and meaningful parts of the holiday occur at home.Many families gather around the tree and open their gifts. Then they sit down to enjoy a traditional Christmas dinner, turkey or ham, sweet potatoes, vegetables, and cranberry sauce. Dessert is usually fruitcake, plum pudding, or apple pie. Most of the Christmas customs which Americans enjoy today are variations of traditions brought here by European immigrants.These are some of the most popular customs. Exchanging gifts. The first Christmas gifts were those that the three wise men brought to the infant Jesus. In the United States, it is customary to exchange gifts with family members and close friends. Both children and adults get Christmas presents, although children usually get many more. Receiving toys from Santa Claus.Many American children believe that on Christmas Eve, Santa Claus, a fat, cheerful man who wears a red suit, red hat, and long white beard, slides down their chimney to bring them gifts. According to the story, Santa Claus flies through the air in a sleigh pulled by 8 reindeer. Several days or weeks before Christmas, children tell Santa Claus what toys they want by writing him letters,or visiting him in a local department store. Then, on Christmas Eve, many youngsters lie awake listening for Santa and his sleigh. Where did this legend come from? Santa Claus is the American name for Saint Nicholas, a generous 4th century bishop who lived in what is now Turkey. It was his custom to go out at night and bring gifts to the poor. After his death,His fame spread throughout Europe. Dutch immigrants brought the idea of Saint Nicholas to the United States, where the name was mispronounced and finally changed to Santa Claus. Then, in the early 1800s, American artists and authors changed Saint Nick's appearance and created the fat man in red that we know today. Santa's sleigh and reindeer came from an old Norse legend.So today's Santa Claus is really a blend of several different cultures. Hanging a stocking near the chimney. As in Great Britain, American children hang stockings by the fireplace, hoping that Santa will fill them with candy and toys. Decorating the home with evergreens. This winter custom began in ancient times.Branches of evergreens were thought to bring good luck and guarantee the return of spring. Germans of the 16th century probably started the custom of decorating trees. In the 19th century, the idea spread throughout Europe and North America. Now, at Christmas time, decorated trees stand in about 2/3 of American homes. The modern American tree is usually covered with colored balls and strings of colored lights. In ancient times, a branch of mistletoe was hung over doorways for good luck. Today, the custom continues, but now it is for fun. Anyone standing under the mistletoe is likely to be kissed. Singing Christmas carols. In the early days of the Christian church, the bishop sang carols on Christmas Day. Now, everybody sings them. Christmas carols on the radio, on TV, in church, and in school all help fill the winter air with beautiful music. Copying an old English custom, many Americans join with friends and walk from house to house singing the traditional songs of Christmas. Sending Christmas cards. This custom began in London in 1843 and came to the United States in 1875. Today, most Americans send dozens of Christmas cards or season's greetings to relatives, friends, and business associates. Christmas performances. Among the Christmas traditions are two beautiful theatrical performances that all people enjoy. One of these is a classic work performed annually during the Christmas season. It is the Russian composer Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky's ballet, The Nutcracker. This is a favorite with children because it tells the delightful story of a little girl's Christmas dream about her toys. Another one is the story A Christmas Carol by the 19th century English author Charles Dickens. It is traditionally performed as a play, sometimes with music, and tells the story of a character named Ebenezer Scrooge. Scrooge is a selfish, lonely, rich old man who, with the help of ghosts from his past, present, and future life, learns to understand and regain the spirit of Christmas, the spirit of caring for and sharing with others.